It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today, and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation. It's your host, Abhi Goldhawk, and you're listening to the most exciting hour of radio, also known as Think Realty Radio. I am super pumped today because I have one of the foremost experts on real estate investing, specifically multifamily. He's risen through the ranks. He has a best ever podcast. His name is Joe Fairless. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Hey, thanks a lot. Looking forward to our conversation. Grateful to be here.
Same here. I know everybody's going to have so many questions for you throughout the show. You can get in touch with Joe. What's the best way to do that? JoeFairless.com?
Yeah, that's the best way.
Awesome. So you can email info@JoeFairless.com. You got questions for me. Make it super easy for you. You can text the word ask to 96720, or you can go to thinkrealtyradio.com and fill out the form on the right side with your question. So, Joe, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Who I am? Well, I am someone who is focused on adding value. I might have a vision board, and it's printed out in front of me on my wall in my room in my office, and I'm looking at it, and it says, "The secret to living is giving." And, you know, that's who I am. That's what I'm all about. I'm a huge personal development student, and I focus on, continuing to do as well as I can while adding value along the way. In terms of my professional focus, I'm an apartment investor. My company has over $400 million worth of apartment communities. That's about 4,300 units, depending on when this interview airs. We'll probably have closed on one property we have under contract right now, but around 4,300 units. And I partner with accredited investors. We partner with accredited investors who passively invest in our deals, and we buy the apartment communities, we oversee them, and then we share in the profits with our accredited investors.
And that is your company called Ashcroft Capital. And you also have a podcast, which I listen to very, very regularly, almost every single day. I think you're the longest running daily podcast, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct still?
I'm a podcast freak. It's insane how many episodes have been released. Yes, it is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast. I have had an episode air for the last 1600 days in a row. And
incredible.
Yeah. And the focus of the podcast is simply interviewing a real estate expert who is actively doing deals, learning about their experiences, most importantly, learning what they've learned so that we can apply those lessons to what we're doing. So that we don't repeat the same exact mistakes that they've already come across and either stumbled on or overcome. And it is called the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show, because I always ask, what's your best real estate investing advice ever? And I actually, right before our conversation, I was interviewing a gentleman who, for the podcast, who has $15 million worth of self-storage units. And, you know, just, I don't do self-storage units, but hearing some things that he does to increase the value of the self-storage units, I can apply those lessons to our apartment communities. For example, he talked about different ways to add value to an underperforming self-storage facility, and one of the ways is partnering up with U-Haul. And he mentioned five or six other ways, and I asked him, out of all those ways, which one adds the most to your bottom line? And he said, well, it's going to be U-Haul, and the reason why, it's not because of just the fees that are being charged to the residents, or that we receive from U-Haul, excuse me, from U-Haul for referring U-Haul to our customers. It's also getting, having U-Haul promote our rental facility to all of their customers. And what that makes me think of with apartment communities is making sure that we're partnering with other companies that have a wider net of very targeted exposure to our potential residents, and seeing how we can do more similar type of partnerships with other companies within the apartment space that he's doing with U-Haul.
That's awesome. And I know you've had, like you just mentioned, you had a lot of guests. That's a great nugget right there with the U-Haul partnership. What other nuggets that you've found, that you've heard from investors that you've spoken with and guests on your podcast that you've spoken with have been like the best of the best investing advice ever?
Well, one, I interviewed Robert Kiyosaki. If you Google Robert Kiyosaki, Joe Fairless, you can listen to that interview. And one of the things he said, I can't remember if he said it during our recorded interview or I talked to him a little bit before and a little bit after, but he mentioned that the richest people in the world build networks and everyone else looks for work. And that's a point that's resonated with me, and I've applied in all of my, you know, professional endeavors. And quite frankly, personal too, because it's about building long-term relationships with people and finding a way to do that in a scalable method or in a scalable way. And that's what most people don't do. That's what you're doing right now as a host of this wonderful radio show. That's what other people do who have blogs and YouTube channels. It's building a relationship with individuals in a scalable way so that you're building a network versus looking for one-off transactions or one-off relationships. So, for example, how I put that into practice, how anyone can put this into practice if you don't have a podcast or something like that, simply when you go to a conference, a real estate conference, or even a meetup, a local meetup. When I go to a local meetup, my focus is creating one new friendship. That's it for the day. It could be an 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. conference, but I'm just focused on building and creating one new friendship for that day, and then learning what I can learn from, you know, whatever's being presented. I am not going to pass out business cards to a bunch of people. And in fact, I don't even carry business cards, because in order to accomplish my objective of creating one new friend from that day, I just need to get their info, and then you darn straight, I'm going to follow up with them.
That's right.
And build the relationship.
They're your friend now.
And add value.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, Tim Ferriss, and do we need to do a radio or a commercial thing?
Oh, no, we'll get to that in a second.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
I was going to say that Tim Ferriss talks about how he launched the book, A 4-Hour Work Week, and he launched it at South by Southwest. He attributes much of the success of the launch to his experience at South by Southwest. And he talks about playing the long game with people. And he has a phenomenal presentation on how to, I think he calls it HAP, South by Southwest. But if you watch it or when you watch that video on YouTube, you'll see how it can be applied to your conferences and the meetups that you go to and how you can build long-term relationships and how, in his case, that ended up helping him be a New York Times bestseller.
Awesome. I want to talk a little bit more about that and start getting into the multifamily conversation with you, especially for those folks that are in the single family world, whether they're flipping or doing rentals. So we'll start to have that conversation when we come back. Think Realty Nation, head on over to joefairless.com if you want to get in touch with him. And today's show is brought to you by RealFlow, the number one lead generation software for real estate investors. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Real estate investors get a free 30-day trial of the number one lead generation software from rfleads.com/think. Instantly download buyer, seller, and private lender leads. RealFlow has streamlined the buying, selling, rehab, and repair process with an all-in-one real estate investing software. Go now to rfleads.com/think for your free 30-day trial. Get the tools you need to build and manage your business. More leads, more time, more money. rfleads.com/think. Your all-in-one real estate investing software.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape, and we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi Goldhar, your host of Think Realty Radio. My guest today is Joe Fairless of Ashcroft Capital and the world's longest running podcast ever called the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever podcast. Now, for me, it's a treat to interview Joe. He has a lot of good nuggets, a lot of really good information when it comes to investing principles, just sound investing principles. Whether you're in single family or in multifamily, it doesn't matter. These are foundational ideas and foundational strategies that you need to incorporate all the time. One of which, before the break, Joe mentioned, is you have to build your network. If you don't build your network, guess what happens to your net worth? It doesn't really exist, right? The key is in the relationships. Joe, question for you. How do you build the right relationships with people? Is there a strategy you use? Is there a secret sauce? How do you do it quickly and efficiently?
I don't try to do it quickly and efficiently. And I'm not as intentional about it as perhaps most people are. My focus when I meet someone, let's say, it also depends on in what scenario we're discussing. There's one scenario if they, they are introduced to me by someone else. It's another scenario if we're just at a conference. Let's just go with we're at a conference together, sure. And I meet this individual. We bump into each other or something. I'm just going to ask them questions because I truly want to know what they're doing, and I know I can learn from whatever their experiences are, even if they're just starting out. I can usually pick up something from someone just starting out, and it might not be something that I learn tactically from someone starting out. Perhaps it's something where, say, they're taking a really long time unnecessarily to get going. It reinforces in my mind the importance of taking quick, informed action, and so it just reinforces something that I already believe in. So I can take something away from any conversation. So how I do it at an event, if we randomly come across each other, I'm just looking to learn about them and their experiences. Now, separate from that, if a listener has a thought leadership platform, which is basically a blog or a YouTube channel or a meetup that they host or a podcast, then the beauty of that, and you asked about, how to do it efficiently and in a high-quality way, the beauty of having a thought leadership platform is you don't have to be physically present in order to build that relationship with that individual. And I'd say 65% to 70% of my investors have listened to one podcast episode. I don't know how many listen to it regularly. Some say they do, but I know a high percentage of my investors, and I've raised over $100 million from private individuals, that 65 to 70% have listened to at least one episode. And most of the time when I first meet them, when we jump on an introductory call, they'll submit through our website, either at joefairless.com or at ashcroftcapital.com, they'll submit a form through the website to learn more about us. They'll say, I feel like I already know you because I've heard your voice so many times. And that is a very efficient way to build a relationship with an investor and with others, because I'm basically having one conversation with my interview guest. I'm learning from the interview guest. I'm able to apply those lessons to our portfolio. And, oh, by the way, we're recording it. And now thousands of people can listen to it whenever it's convenient for them. And when they reach out to me, we're so much farther in our relationship because they've already gotten to know me through the thousands of conversations I've had with real estate investors.
I think that's really powerful, right? So what I'm hearing and what I'm taking away from this is, if I want to be an influencer, if I want to have some clout, if I want to have an awesome conversation with somebody, it makes sense to be proactive. Just like the moment that I asked you who you are and what you do at the very onset of the show, the very first question, you said, "My name is Joe Fairless and I provide value." And I feel the more value that you provide somebody, whether it's in video format, audio format, you have a podcast, you can be like Joe, start your own podcast, you're interviewing folks and you're really mining for the gold nuggets of their investing experience, you now become a thought leader that other people can relate to and can reference. And what Joe is saying is that's really, really powerful. Quick question for you, Joe. I know that you have specific laws of real estate investing, the three immutable laws of real estate investing. Can you knock those out for me, 1, 2, and 3?
Sure. One is buy for cash flow, not appreciation. Two is have long-term conservative debt on your properties. And three is have adequate cash reserves. I get so many questions.
Yes.
About, hey, the market correction's coming. What are you all doing? And we will not be insulated from a market correction when it takes place, and it will be coming very, I don't know, very soon, but sometime next year or two, I'm sure. So what do we do to prepare for that? We know something's going to happen. We can't be riding this gravy train forever. So when it happens, how is our portfolio positioned so that we're mitigating the risk as much as possible? And when you follow the three immutable laws of real estate investing that I created, then you'll do pretty well. And you'll protect yourself as much as you can to a correction, because think of if you know someone who lost a significant amount of money in the crash in 2007, 2008, or 2009, depending on where you live in the U.S., think about how they lost that if as it relates to real estate. So think about someone who lost money in real estate. I guarantee you that if they followed each of these three laws, then they would have at least broke even at this point and most likely made money if they sold the property. So here's what happened. One, they bought a property that did not cash flow. They were crossing their fingers and hoping the market would continue to appreciate. And when it didn't appreciate, uh-oh, you got a property that's not making money and you're underwater. What are you going to do? There's a difference, by the way, between natural appreciation and forced appreciation. Yes. All of our properties, we force the appreciation through interior renovations and increased rents. But when a market correction takes place, we're simply going to scale back or discontinue those renovations, and we're going to sit tight in cash flow and hold for occupancy. So that's one. Two is if someone got in trouble in the market crash in real estate, it's because they had a loan on the property that became due at a very inopportune time. So in 2008, unfortunately, their loan became due, and now guess what? There's no one lending. Or if they are lending, you're going to get astronomically high interest rates, relatively speaking, and you're going to get some poor terms. And so for all of our deals, we put long-term debt on our properties relative to the business plan. And third, having adequate cash flow.
Boom. The three immutable laws of real estate investing. If you didn't catch that, we'll do our best to summarize. But you know what? When we come back from the break, I have more questions for Joe, so you don't want to go anywhere. It's just kind of getting warmed up, even though I feel like it's only been half the show. Oh, wait, it has been half the show. So here's what you got to do. Go to joefairless.com, get in touch with him and his team. Have any questions for me? ThinkRealtyRadio.com is where I live. And today's show is brought to you by RealFlow, the number one lead generation software for real estate investors. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back at you.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, night's heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
All right, Think Realty Nation, it's Avi. We're back. My guest today is Joe Fairless, the podcaster that you know and love of the best ever real estate investing advice ever. Joe, I think I messed that up. I'm sorry. The best.
It's such a real mouthful. Estate, everyone does.
The best real estate investing advice ever podcast. That's like a lot of words for a podcast, but you know what? It's been running consecutively now for 1,500 days. Every single day, the world's longest running podcast about real estate investing. Congratulations to that. Your new book. And then, of course, you syndicate capital. You invest in apartment communities nationwide via your investment company, Ashcroft Capital. I want to learn a little bit about your book. You just published it, The Best Ever Apartment Syndication Book. You can find it on Amazon. And I'm going to see if I can get a signed copy by Joe Fairless. I'm not sure if he'll do that. I might have to have my people talk to his people. Or actually, I might just have to talk to his people to make that happen somehow. Tell me about your book, Joe.
It's for anyone who's looking to go from single family units or perhaps small multifamily. When I say small multifamily, I mean 5 to 25 units. Anyone who's wanting to go from smaller stuff to larger stuff, this is the book on how to do it. It's a step-by-step guide. I started out buying single family homes. I realized that it was going to be a long time for me to scale that and make substantial income from it. So I decided to go to large apartment communities, learned a whole lot of lessons along the way. And now, we have over $400 million worth of apartment communities. And this step-by-step process for how to do it, or the step-by-step process for how to do it, is in the book. And for anyone who's listening who, when you buy the book, you can email info@joefairless.com with the receipt of the purchase, and you'll get some free goodies. Just mention that you heard about that giveaway on this radio show.
Awesome. That is a winner. I think, it's a kudos to you for publishing that. Congratulations on the launch. Really excited to read it as well. I think anytime that you have somebody that's interviewed 1,500 to 2,000 people and invests in apartment complexes himself and has a team and understands the world, it's worth the buy. And I don't say that about a lot of books. So I definitely encourage you to check it out. Go to Amazon.com, type in Joe Fairless, and you'll find his book right at the top there. Joe, here's another question for you. I'm a single family guy, let's say, right? I might be listening. I have one or two properties. Multifamily seems, and large multifamily, like you mentioned, not the small multifamily, duplex, tries, quads, but large multifamily seems really intimidating, quite frankly, right? It's more debt. Mm-hmm. I know you mentioned conservative debt before, and then you have to operate the thing, and then sometimes you have to find managers and property managers and all this stuff. I'm a business owner. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a healthcare professional. I'm an attorney listening to this. Why should I get involved in large multifamily?
Well, I don't know if you should. Ultimately, it goes back to your goals and how you want to prioritize your time. If you want to continue to focus on real estate and you want to likely make more money but likely spend more time doing so, at least initially, then apartment investing is a path that might be right for you, but it's not right for everyone. And the way to look at it is, when in order to be successful buying apartment communities, whether you're bringing in private investors, whether you're with using your own money or maybe partnering with a couple buddies, the only way to be successful is to have a full-time, you are competing against other full-time apartment investors, and you'll be fighting with one hand behind your back if you're competing against these other full-time apartment investors and you're not really focused on apartment investing. Now, it's certainly possible to make a lot of money and do well in apartment investing while having a demanding full-time job. But right. that's going to require a professional who is incredibly savvy and knows what they need to do and how to make the best use of their time whenever they're doing it. And this book will help you accomplish that objective, making the best use of your time and knowing exactly what to do and how to do it. The main focus that I have in the book, and I wrote about this at the very beginning, is how to do things, because a lot of books talk about flashy case studies, and I do have some case studies in here, but it's not the focus. The focus is actually giving you the blueprint and telling you how to do it and why you're doing it versus just the what. Because a lot of books, prior to writing the book, I read all the reviews on, not all the reviews on Amazon, but a whole bunch of reviews on books in real estate and other business books on Amazon. And I wanted to see what people were complaining about with the books that they were reading and how I can apply those complaints to the book I'm writing so that I'm proactively addressing any concerns that readers will have.
Yes.
And the overarching complaint people have when they read a book is it didn't go deep enough into specifics. You read complaints about Rich Dad Poor Dad, which is one of the greatest real estate books of all time, and the number one complaint about Rich Dad Poor Dad is that it didn't get into the specifics enough, and it didn't get into the how do I do this. You
yes.
sold me on the concept, but how do I do it? So the audience for this book is if you are sold on, hey, I want to go larger, then this is the book to take you to the how to do it. If you're looking to be sold on getting into larger stuff, then go, you know, listen to a podcast or read a flashier book than this. This is the nuts and bolts on how to actually go from start to finish.
That's awesome. And then if you need that additional help and support, you should probably get a mentor, right? Like you have a couple of characteristics that you look for in rock star mentors. How do you find one? What are these four characteristics? We have about a minute and a half left.
In a minute and a half, the characteristics are, one, they need to be an expert and actively doing whatever you are looking to do. Two, they should offer a step-by-step system and not a done-for-you system, but they'll go step-by-step with you through it. If it's done for you, then think of lottery winners who are poor, but then they make a lot of money or they win a lot of money in the lottery, and then 10 years later, guess where all that money is? They don't even know.
Right.
So you want someone to teach you how to do it and work with you by doing it with you, but you don't want someone to do it for you. That's two. Three is you want someone to be accessible so that you can go to them as an ally to help you problem solve. And so you want them to be very responsive and accessible. And then four, you want them to have connections with other people in your industry. So in our case, apartment syndication, you want someone who knows a lot of people.
That's awesome. And you know what? You timed that perfectly. That's all the time we have for today. Joe, I wish I had a 2-hour radio show, in which case we would be able to go on and on and on about everything multifamily syndication. But thank you so much for jumping on. What's the best way that our listeners can get in touch with you if they want to go bigger with multifamily?
You just go to joefairless.com and get all the good stuff there. Go to investwithjoe.com if you're looking to invest.
Awesome. Thank you so much for jumping on the air with me today. I appreciate it.
Great for our conversation.
Awesome. Think Realty Nation. You know where to go. JoeFairless.com. Have questions for me? Go to ThinkRealtyRadio.com. You can find me anywhere online at Abhi Golhar as well. And stick around. The Power Play with Greg Rand is coming right up.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
Would you like to know the easiest way to create wealth and passive income with real estate? This is Marco Santarelli with Norada Real Estate Investments. Now you can access the best deals without the stress or hassle of having to find, renovate, or manage those properties. We save you time by providing you with passive income investment properties in some of the best U.S. markets. Learn more by downloading your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. There's no obligation and nothing to buy. Simply visit PassiveRealEstateGuide.com and get your free copy today.
Need funding for your real estate investments? Welcome to Easy Street with Recovco Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. Recovco can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to RecovcoDirect.com. That's RecovcoDirect.com/radio, the easy choice for real estate investors.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
All right, Think Realty Nation, it's that time of the show called the Power Play with my good buddy Greg Rand. Today we're tackling the idea and the concept of a snowball. If you are a new real estate investor and if you want to get down the right path to owning a portfolio of single family rentals and growing that side of the business, really, how do you do it? And Greg, I've been getting a lot of phone calls, primarily from those that I give out my cell phone number to, which actually isn't a whole lot of people, but more so also folks in email, LinkedIn, direct messages, I think that's what it's called. You got Twitter, and they're asking, well, you know, geez, I understand some of the advanced strategies are kind of for advanced people, but what if I'm new and I want to put myself on a path of rental success? How do I do it?
That's awesome. I love that. I get that question too, and it warms my heart when I meet a young person or an older person, but especially a young person who for whatever reason, it's kind of in their wiring, in their DNA to want to own real estate. They have this instinctive understanding. I don't always know where they get it. I think it's because they've seen an uncle, a relative of dad and mom who have bought property. I grew up witnessing that with my uncle. Just an interesting side story to set it up is that my uncle Richie, my dad's younger brother, he retired in the same neighborhood as my dad in Florida. My mom and dad retired to Fort Myers, Florida, nice neighborhood by the marina, et cetera. And there was business owners, CEOs, lawyers, doctors in this neighborhood. And right in the middle of all of them was Uncle Richie. Uncle Richie was a fireman in Staten Island, right? So how does a fireman from Staten Island, and we all know notoriously cops, firemen, teachers, they don't always get paid. They don't get paid, but they should, right? They're doing some of the most important work, but it's not the highest paying gigs in the world.
Right.
Whatever. You still would think that maybe he wouldn't wind up in the same neighborhood as the business owners, CEOs, doctors, lawyers. And yet he did. And the answer to why was that he was a fireman. Firemen, they do those crazy shifts where it's like 4 days on, 3 days off kind of thing. I forget the details.
Yep, yep.
When he was doing his 3 days off, he was accumulating some rental property in Brooklyn and Staten Island. And I witnessed Uncle Richie on weekends or when he was off, he'd be out there with the tool belt. He did a lot of the fixing of the properties himself. And so people know. I knew growing up that this is something he was doing. I learned it myself later on in life. And so the first thing for somebody who's young is I always tell them, like, skip the Starbucks, go buy your coffee in a coffee can by the pound, and then use the can and stick your spare cash in there and begin saving and begin researching. Right, I see a lot of people who get so eager and anxious to jump in and to go buy a property. They do it prematurely. They base their timing and they base their property selection on where they're going to get a deal. I got to go find a deal, right? And
that's
that
right.
Comes from watching it on cable, reading one of the Get Rich Quick books, going to a seminar. I got news for you. If somebody's doing a seminar talking about how rich they got selling real estate, the question you have to – I'm sorry, how rich they got investing in real estate,
mm-hmm.
you have to sit in the audience and ask yourself – if your secrets are so good, why are you telling us? And if investing in real estate is so awesome, why are you choosing to sit in the Holiday Inn in Charlotte teaching me how to do it, right?
That's right.
It's always been a burning question. Like, if it's so good, why are you doing this, right? Because it doesn't seem like the life of, let's get rich in real estate, no money down, come to my seminar. That's not a great gig. Why are you doing it if investing is so good? The answer is they usually aren't really investors there. Well, there's a snake oil element. So ignore that kind of stuff. Come into this with the first question being, how old am I? How many years do I have in front of me for this investment strategy to play out? And here's the point. Don't ever sell anything, right? I know that my business, for example, survives, thrives, requires people to sell property because we're a marketplace of rental property online, right?
Mm-hmm.
But my advice to everybody, even though it's against my best interest, is don't sell. If you're 30 years old and you plan to live to 90, you've got a 70-year, or how's my math, that you have a 60-year time frame because you're not going to sell the property. You're going to die and leave it to your kids anyway. So get as long-term mindset as you can, because if you spend 2 or 3 years saving and planning and researching, that seems like nothing at all when you have a 50-year, 40-year, 20-year threshold in mind or 70-year threshold in mind. So save enough so that when you buy, you're slapping down a big down payment. You're not going in lean. You're not going in risky. You're going in with a very, very healthy 30% down payment, 40% down payment, right? That's the way I've always done it. I put down half when I buy property. That means I could buy more property if I was putting down 25%, but I don't want a big mortgage payment. I want to generate income, and I want to make it so that if I do go blank, a tenant moves out, and for some reason I have a month or two or three where it's vacant, it's not catastrophic for me. Everything is rooted in patience and long term.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the starting point. The second thing that I love when I hear young real estate junkies who are starting to plan their portfolio is I love talking to them about this idea of this snowball strategy. Now, we talked about the snowball before, right? Remember that?
Yeah, that's right. Snowball is a very, very interesting concept, especially in the real estate investing world. Like, I love it. Taking it from 1 to 2 to 5 to 10 to 20 to 30 to 40 to 50 and growing that over time is instrumental in wealth building.
Right. And the snowball concept is if you've ever made a snowball and you roll it, you're making a snowman, you start with a little ball and you roll it and it gets bigger and it catches. It really does grow. The equity and the income pile on to give you growth that really begins to crank over time. And so, like, we've had people that ask the question, okay, you buy your first place, All right. You live in it. When you go to move to the next place, you keep the first place or you sell the first place. You roll the equity into the next one. But you're trying to create rental income. So I love the idea. If you live in a place in a market that has two family houses or three family houses, I would say get real humble about your living conditions. Buy one of those two or three families. Live in the worst of the three apartments. So if you have a place that has a basement apartment, one bedroom or a studio, and then two-bedroom apartments, if you can live in the studio, rent out the other ones, you're going to have like no housing expense, okay? Your tenants are going to pay your mortgage. You're an on-site landlord. When something goes wrong, it's not a big hardship because you're calling a contractor to come to the house and you actually live there. Now, over time, you get married, you decide you want to get one of the bigger apartments, you can just move upstairs when one of the leases expire. You move up, you rent out the basement apartment, you hang on to that building, you keep going. When you want to go into a single family home for you and your family, you keep the three family, you go to the single family home. The snowball.
That's right. When
you see some great opportunity you want to buy, okay, take the equity out by either refinancing it and pulling the equity out or sell the building, but do that 1031 exchange, right? The tax law allows you to make a capital gain. You buy a property for $100,000, you sell it for $200,000, you made $100,000 in profit on that property, a capital gain. You're going to pay taxes on that unless you do a 1031 exchange. People like us can help you with the details. So what it basically means is you have a certain amount of time to identify the house you want to buy next or the property you want to buy next, and a certain amount of time to execute that transaction. And then that $100,000 goes from property A to property B without paying capital gains. That's the snowball. You roll the equity to the next deal. So like if you find a part of town that you think is going to gentrify, it's going to get more valuable faster than the rest of the area, you buy there. It rises in value. You then sell that, move it to someplace else where you think, well, now this neighborhood is kind of tapped out. It's back to the average appreciation. Let me go to that neighborhood over there where the hospital just added a wing. These four or five blocks down that direction near the hospital that were maybe a tougher neighborhood is starting to get investment in there. Let me jump in there, make some improvements, roll my capital in, get some outsized appreciation on that property, roll it. It's a side hack. Like, I don't care what you do for a living. You could be the night manager at Denny's. But if your side hack
is
buying and rolling property, it's the perfect side hack. You can do it part-time. You can live in it, some of these units, as you do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to see those decades roll by. You know, you're getting older. I'm getting older. Decades roll by faster than you think. And if this becomes part of if it's a hobby almost to you, that you're building this portfolio as something that you're excited about as a side gig, you wake up one day 15, 20 years later, and you've actually amassed enough wealth that you can tell your boss where to go, and you've got what you wanted, but you did it as a pursuit of one property at a time, building this real estate empire for yourself. It's very cool.
I think that's the end goal, isn't it, for everybody? If I'm a listener, I'm thinking, what is the end goal for me? I could be running a business. I can be a high-powered corporate exec, a physician, whomever, but we have to give credence and significant consideration to our financial future and the well-being of our generation. And creating that generational wealth is so crucial. We don't do that just by having a job and investing in low-cost mutual funds and index funds. That is not going to happen. That's part of a diversification strategy. But real estate is the ultimate king. Income depreciation, equity appreciation, and leverage. And I think, Greg, we should do an entire PowerPlay segment on just those things. Thanks, and thanks so much for doing this show with me today. It's so much fun, as always.
My pleasure.
Think Realty Nation, go to thinkrealtyradio.com. Get the edge on the best real estate investment strategy that you need. And until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Avi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future, right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk.
Online
at biztalkradio.com.